Shalom Aleichem to everybody. Mishenichnas Adar Marbim Besimcha. Here we are in Chodesh Adar. Baruch Hashem Abaleinu Latovich B'Yachodesh V'Nafochu Miyagin L'Simcha Mefele L'Or Gadol Shvizocha to Yeshuas V'Nachamos and Be'ezus Hashem to the ultimate Gula Shlema B'Mher V'Yameinu. When the month of Adar enters and we begin to climb toward the great day of Purim, typically we prepare by thinking about the four mitzvos Hayom. The mitzvah of Kriyas Megillah, the mitzvah of Sudas Purim, Mishloach Manos, and Matanas Lavyonim. Typically, the Isurim of Purim are not ones that are highlighted. So for that reason, I'd like to take a look at one Sif in Shulchan Aruch, and it's Sif Aleph, the Simen Tafresh Tzarivav. That is the issue regarding the propriety of working on Purim. Is it Mutter or is it Asur to work on Purim? Is there an Isur Malacha or is it Mutter B'Malacha? In order to address that question and to understand the Shulchan Aruch properly, we turn back to the Gemara Megillah, Daf Hem, Ad Aleph, and Hem, Beis, recounts the following story. Rebbe Nata Netiyah B'Purim. Rebbe planted on Purim. As a result of that which Rebbe did, the Gemara asks, V'Rebbe Hechi Nata Netiyah B'Purim. How could Rebbe do that? How could Rebbe engage in malacha and work in the land on Purim? V'atani Rebbe Yosef v'yamtev. Doesn't the Megillah refer to Purim as a yamtev? Melamich aser basias malacha. Yamtev is a reference to the fact that any labor is prohibited. And if on yamtev is the way that it's referred to in the Megillah, therefore there should be a day that's aser b'malacha. The Gemara responds and answers this question three different ways. The first way the Gemara answers the question, Rebbe bar chameser have, v'chinata bar ba'yisar have. Rebbe really kept the yomtiv on the 15th, mukafim chama, and therefore since Rebbe worked on the 5th, Rebbe was a bar purim, was a celebrating the yomtiv on purim on the 15th, really the story that the Gemara recounts is Rebbe not in the tiyab purim, that was taking place on the 14th. So indeed Rebbe didn't do any iser malacha on purim, because purim for Rebbe was on the 15th and not on the 14th, and when Rebbe was planting was on the 14th. Answer number one, and clearly from there it emerges that indeed there is an Isser Malach, it's just that Rebbe was planting not in the day that was Asr B'Malachah. Answer number one. Answer number two, the Gemara gives, Hesped v'taynis kiblu alayu, Malacha lo kabilu alayu. Pumfakir, the Gemara says, absolutely not. Malach is absolutely permitted. Rebbe really was working and tilling the soil on the 15th, which was his Purim. However, the Gemara says clearly that Chazal only, I said that Hesped V'Tainis is what they were Mekabel. There's an Isser to recite a eulogy. There's an Isser to fast on Purim. However, Malacha, no Isser Malacha was ever established on Purim, and therefore, for that reason, Rebbe was able to plant on Purim. A final third answer, Rebbe Nitiya Shel Simcha Nata. There is an Isser Malacha, there is prohibited labor, and it's usher to work on Purim. But Rebbe engaged in a Tia Shel Simcha, joyous work, planting for the sake of pleasure. And for that reason, it was mutter to do what Rebbe did. But it fundamentally, it is an Isser Malacha, but when you engage in work that's pleasurable, and work that's Simcha, there is no Isser at all. As a result of these three answers, each of which are quoted lahalacha and Shulchan Aruch, we learn, number one, that there is potentially an Isser Malacha, but the Isser Malacha is limited to that very day. So I live in a non-walled city, so it's usher for me to do work on the 14th. If I live in a walled city, it's usher for me to do work on the 15th, but not that it's usher on both days. The second thing that we learn is that there is no Isser Malacha. Absolutely not. It's only Hesped, eulogy, and Tainus of fast that's Asr. But Malacha is absolutely Mutter. The third thing that we learn is that Netiyah Shel Simcha is Mutter. Doing work that's pleasurable, that's joyous, that's Simchadik is Mutter. However, it's clear that these answers don't necessarily work with each other, because one answer tells that there is an Isser Malacha and the other answer tells us that indeed there is no Isser Malacha. L'maisa lahalacha rov shitos of Rishon and Paskin that there is no Isser Malacha and Purim, and indeed that's how the Shulchan Aruch Paskins in Simen Tafresh Tzarivav Sif Aleph Purim Mutter Basiyas Malacha. It's absolutely permitted to work on Purim, and that's what the Gemara says. Malacha lo kabilu alayu. That's how we Paskin. Malacha is not prohibited. Furthermore, another heter is Netiyah Shel Simcha, as the Shulchan Aruch and the Rama also note that you could engage in work that's joyful. But fundamentally, categorically, bottom line, there is no Isser Malacha on Purim. However, we need to take a look at the Gemara further. The Gemara tells us the following about another anecdote, another story. Rav Chazi Lahu Gavra Davi Koshadi Kitna Bepuraya. Rav saw a certain individual was planting flax on Purim. Vilaite, Rav screamed and cursed at this individual. Velot Samach Kitne, and his flax didn't grow. But why did Rav do that? Isn't there no Isser Malach on Purim? Isn't it permitted absolutely positively to do work on Purim? We just saw the Gemara with Rebbe. This is the same Gemara, Mesachas Megillah, Dafhei, Dafhei Mabez. So Gemara says, the pshat in this Gemara as to why Rav screamed, yelled, cursed this fellow, because Dvarim Hamutarim, V'acherim Nog Ben Isser. Something that's fundamentally mutter, like working on Purim, it's mutter. However, V'acherim Nog Ben Isser, if there's a communal established minhag that it's also to do malacha, then it's also to do malacha. And that's the reason that Rav screamed at this individual who was doing malacha on Purim. Because in this particular town, and in this particular establishment, in this particular era, they were mekabel on themselves Isser malacha. And thus, for that reason, it was prohibited to do malacha. And indeed, the Rishonim learned from this very Gemara, Shebemakum shnogim shtolasos malacha asalasos, places where the established custom is not to do work, that is what should happen, and you should not do work. And this too is Paskin in the very same Siman and Sif in Shulchan Aruch, Siman Tafresh Sarivav Sif Aleph, quoting this Gemara, B'makum Shenagu Shalol Lasos, Enosin, a place where the custom is not to do work on Purim, you shouldn't do work. And then the Rama quotes the Kolbo, V'ha'idna Nagu B'chomakum Shalol Lasos, and contemporarily, the custom is not to do work on Purim. Furthermore, the Mechaber then quotes the Rambam, Veha'osa, somebody who does do work on Purim, Eino roe simon bracha, me'oso melacha le'olam. Such a person who works on Purim, in a place where the custom is not to do work, will never see any benefit, financial benefit, from the work that he does. Alan Kenu Binishal Simcha, like we saw with Rebbe. If you're doing work that's pleasurable, if you're doing joyous, happy work, that's okay. What's an example of that? Beis Chasnus Lebno, you're building a house for your son who's getting married. Or Avarnaki Shal Malachim, or you're building a place for the Malachim to live. That's Mutter. Furthermore, the Rama comments, Mutter Lasos Kol Melechas Mitzvah, you're permitted to do any work that's mitzvah related. Kugon Lichto Piske Alachos, to write down Piske Malacha. Che Mutter Lasos Afil Malachos Gemuras Latzarach Purim, anything for the sake of Purim is also Mutter. So bottom line, according to the Mechaber, the Rama, based upon the Gemara and Megillah and Daf Hei, Amar Alf and Hamabez and the Shittas, the Rishonim, is Purim is Mutter Basiyas Malacha. Absolutely, it's Mutter to do work on Purim. There is no Isser Malacha on Purim. Hespeid Vitainas Kiblu Alayu Malacha Lo Kibila. Lie. It's just that makum shenagu lasos, places where the custom developed not to do work, in those places you don't do work. And on that the Rama says, and maybe this is minhag Ashkenaz, we will talk about that momentarily, ha'inunagu b'chol makum shalasos, the custom is not to do work wherever one is. However, even within this custom that the Rama says, ha'inunagu b'chol makum shalasos, there still are certain heter. Number one, the Mishnah Berurah says, ali de'akum shar. If you're doing malach ali de'akum, if you hire a non-Jew to do work for you on Purim, that's permitted. Heter number one, even within the minhag of the Rama not to do work on Purim. Number two, and this could be arguably the greatest heter that would allow potentially one to work on Purim, prakamatya mutter shesimchilo. Engaging in business is mutter because that's joyous. You could keep your shop open. You could work on the stock market. You can trade. You could have your online business running. You could be doing all forms of business because prakamatya, which is business, mutter shesimcha hilo, it's joyous for you, and that's based upon what the Shulchan Aruch Paskins, based upon the story of Rebbe, abinyan shel simcha, nitiyah shel simcha is mutter, prakamatya too is mutter. Therefore, many, many areas of business practice today, many areas of white-collar work, one could argue, are bichlal prakamatya, as we'll see momentarily, and therefore that's mutter as well. Furthermore, the Mishnah Berurah also says that writing letters or doing laundry and other things like that are also going to be permitted to do on Purim. There are other things that are also, Poskim point out, that are mutter to do as well. Besides for prakamatya, besides from malacha alidei goy. Furthermore, the Poskim point out that somebody doesn't have what to eat, somebody doesn't have work, and somebody who it's a makum hefseid, those people are also permitted to do work on Purim as well. With all this, it's important to recognize a comment that the Mishnah Berurah makes in Siman Tafresh Tzadivav Sifkat and Vav, quoting Rabbi Yaakov Emden in his Siddur Amudei Shemai. Rabbi Yaakov Emden writes, "The Mikol Makom, even with these heterim, yesh liros shlo yimshoch ba v'yizbatel misimchas Purim." It's true, malach is mutar on Purim. It's true that even when there is a minug not to do work in Ashkenaz, nonetheless, there still are heterim within that. But nonetheless, mikol makom yish lirosh liyimshoch bavis batam simchas purim. Forgetting about Purim, you could all of a sudden be engaged in malacha all day. That's mutter. You could be doing prakamatia. You could hire your goyim. You could be writing and doing laundry, and you could be hiring non-Jews to do all your work. But at the end of the day, Purim atahealeh, what's going to happen? And therefore, one should be careful and cautious that even though Mikra did its mutter, and even though you come up with ways that it's also mutter, nonetheless, one should still be cautious and still be careful. Bottom line, what should one do? Allow me to share with you a comment of the Bir Halacha, also in the beginning of Sim Tafresh Tzadi Vav. I share this with several people over the years. People have to work. There is certain things that have to get done. It's hard to take off 24 hours for many in their business. And therefore, the Bir Halacha quotes the Prima Gadim, that this entire Isser Malacha of Purim, Dafka Bayom, it's only usher on Yom HaPurim, in the day, from Neitzachama to Shkiyas HaChama. Because the Megillah says, Yimei Purim. The mitzvos of Purim in the day, Mishloach Manos, Matanos, Levi'am, Sudas Purim, are all daytime mitzvos. And therefore, argues the Prima Gadim, based upon the Pasuk of the Megillah, Yimei Purim, Isser Melacha is also only on Purim. According to the Ramah, Ein Osim. And according to the Mechaber, in Makum Shinagu, Shalolasos, Ein Osim, that's all true in the day. So I suggest to some people that if you have work to do, Hachachamein Rosha, think forward. You finish the Megillah, you come home, you break your fast, you eat. If you have time, that would be the time to do work. If there's a difference between working in the day and working night, there's no question that according to the Be'er Halacha, according to the Prima Gadim, that's the time to do it. However, the Mishnah Berurah and the Be'er Halacha quotes and concludes, "Ubetshuvas Chasam Sofer Simen Kuf Tzadei Machmer Mezeh." Chasam Sofer's Machmer says even the night it's Aser. Why? Chasam Sofer says, just like Isser Melacha is patterned after Hesped and Tainus, a eulogy and fasting, and that's Aser both in the evening of Purim as well as in the day, the same thing is true when it comes to Isser Melacha. Isser Melacha is linked to Hesped, to eulogy, and is linked to Tainus, and just like those two things are prohibited in the evening, so too, it's also prohibited to do Melacha in the night. Rabbi writes, quoted in the Sefer Asher Ish, that the Minig Ha'olam is like the Be'er Halacha according to the Prima Gadim, and therefore if somebody does have to do work, if it's possible to squeeze it in the evening hours, that is certainly the best way to go. Purim is a great day. When it comes to Yom Kippur, we say Yom Kippurim. It's like Purim, but Purim is even higher. To be over this Hashem b'simcha, if this Hashem b'simcha is a great avoda. Often people find it easier to serve Hashem when we are intense and when we're serious. But the server Kadosh Baruch Hu b'simcha v'tuv levav, like Hasidim say, ain kiddush el b'makom suda. We say ain kiddush el b'makom suda. The holiest, the greatest, the sanctity of the Jew is to work and to serve Hashem when we're joyous. So to use the day b'simcha and to use the day to serve a Kadosh Baruch Hu b'tuv levav, that is certainly the highest, highest way to go. And yes, indeed, of course, it's understandable. A person has work to do, so of course, mikra adin, it is mutter b'asiyas melacha. Even within the makom shenagu shel lasos, there still are heterim. Nonetheless, if it is feasible, if it is possible, a person should try to find other ways to do so. If anybody has any particular questions, specific questions, feel free to keep in touch. Wishing everybody a Chodesh Adar Sameach, a wonderful month for you, for Klal Yisrael. B'siyata d'shmaya.